Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guests tonight are here to talk about the Equal Justices Initiative, Lynching in America Project. Please welcome founder and executive director Brian Stevenson and Grammy Award-nominated singer-songwriter Andrew Day.
Thank you so much for being on the show. There is no easy way to get into this subject. You know, in a week, there's been so much talk about history and heritage. People talking about monuments in America, people talking about the history of America. But in many ways, Brian, you would argue that the history people wish to America is not, wish to remember of America, is not really the full story. What is your project about?
Well, it's about confronting the fact that we're not really free in America. I think we're burdened by a history of racial inequality that we have not addressed. And it's become like smog in the air, and we all breathe it in. And it doesn't take much to expose these conflicts and tensions. And so we're trying to change that. We want to talk about some things that haven't been talked about. I think we need to talk about the fact that we're a post-genocide society. Before white settlers came to this continent, there were millions of native people who were slaughtered through famine and war and disease, but we didn't call it a genocide. We said those people are savages, and we created this narrative of racial difference, this right. ideology of white supremacy, and that's what ushered in centuries of enslavement. And for me, the great evil of American slavery wasn't involuntary servitude. It wasn't forced labor. It was this ideology of white supremacy, this idea that black people aren't like white people. And we never really addressed that. If you read the 13th Amendment, it talks about dealing with involuntary servitude and forced labor, but it doesn't talk about ending this ideology of white supremacy. And because of that, I don't think slavery ended in 1865. I think it evolved. And it turned into decades of terrorism and violence. And we don't understand that history, and that's why we started this project. Between the end of the Civil War and World War II, thousands of African Americans were pulled out of their homes. They were burned alive. They were hanged. They were brutalized. And we didn't deal with that. And right. in communities across this country, it happened. And older people of color come up to me sometimes and they say, Mr. Stevenson, I get angry when I hear someone on TV talking about how we're dealing with domestic terrorism for the first time in our nation's history after 9/11. They say, we grew up with terror. We had to worry about being bombed and lynched right. and menaced every day of our lives. And we're dealing with a lot of issues that were shaped by this era because the demographic geography of America was shaped by racial terrorism. The black people in Cleveland and Chicago and Detroit and Harlem and Brooklyn and Los Angeles and Oakland came to these communities not as immigrants looking for new economic opportunities, but as refugees and exiles from terror in the American South. And we've got to understand that era if we're going to understand the issues we are dealing with.
When we talk about the Equal Justice Initiative, you worked together with Google to create a map and to create an interactive journey into America's past. It's painful. And it's powerful. It's looking at where all of the reported and discovered lynchings happened in the United States, yeah. which is a scary map to look at because there are far more incidences than anyone really cares to speak about. When you came across this project, Andrew, as an artist, mm-hmm. people would think you would stay away from a topic that some would consider contentious. You know, you make music. What made you want to get involved?
Well, I think it was when I first heard about it, it was echoing things, conversations that I had in my small group of people and friends and family for years. But on top of that, you know, one of the things that they stress at EJI is that you can't get to reconciliation without truth. And I've lived my life on that principle. I the last album I wrote was based off of that. And right. so, you know, you might want to stay away from it, but when you can see that truth and dealing with those painful realities of our history and people, us being accountable for those, that's the only way we can move forward and the way we can reconcile and the way we can heal as a country, then, you know, I can't think about myself and what people will think about me when uh-huh. I engage with him and engage with EJI. I have to think about the future of this country and people and freedom and reconciliation.
When you look at the future, though, mm-hmm. some people may say, hey, Brian, I get that lynchings happened, but why remind people of such a painful past? Why not move forward? Why do we have to remember this pain? How is that helping? Is it not just dividing people?
Well, I think that we haven't engaged in the narrative conversation that we need to have. You know, the South The North won the Civil War, but the South won the narrative war. This idea that white supremacy, racial apartheid was unacceptable was not something we ever embraced. And that's why we had this era of terror, and that's why we had this era of segregation. And it's also why we have this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that still follows black and brown people. In South Africa, there was a recognition that we were not going to be able to make progress without some process to give truth
right.
a hearing. If you go to Rwanda, they will tell you about the genocide. It's not possible to spend time there without hearing about that.
Right.
In Germany, in Berlin, you can't go 100 meters in Berlin without seeing markers and stones that have been placed next to the homes of Jewish families. The Germans want you to go to the Holocaust Memorial because they're trying to change their identity. They don't want to be just thought of as Nazis. But in this country, we don't talk about slavery. We don't talk about lynching. We don't talk about segregation. We're preoccupied with the 19th century in my region, hundreds of Confederate memorials and statues, but nothing about slavery or lynching. And so I don't think we're going to get free. We will not overcome these problems until we confront this history. And I agree with what Andra said. You know, we want truth and reconciliation. We want unity, but we don't realize those two things are not simultaneous. You've got to have truth before reconciliation. They're
right.
sequential. And we haven't done truth-telling in this country, and we won't get where we're trying to go until we do.
What role do you feel music plays in this? You know, there are many artists who, from very early on in the United States, used their music to communicate a feeling, to convey how black Americans were coping with what was happening. You know, the song you're going to perform today was obviously made famous by Billie Holiday. What role do you feel that musicians play in this?
I think musicians are revolutionaries in the sense that they take the message and bring it from just, in this situation, the afflicted group of people, and they take it to the broader public. They bring awareness to what's going on, and you know, you can't actually affect change without knowing what the problem is. And so I think that musicians are, you know, they're activists, they're revolutionaries. They make people aware of what needs to happen, the change that needs to happen. And you've seen it all throughout history, starting with Strange Fruit, which I think was actually our very first, you know, politically driven song. And, and then you move all the way down hip-hop with Public Enemy. You know, you don't know what's going on in these neighborhoods or what these people are dealing with unless someone's saying it on a bigger stage, on a broader, platform.
Right. Brian, before we let you go, what would you want people to do? What is this project meant to engage? How is it meant to change anything? If someone's sitting at home going, Brian, I see the website, what am I supposed to do with this information? What would you like them to understand?
Yeah, I want them to learn this history. There are